achieving the goals of ending poverty, achieving the goals of urgent climate action, access within cities, sustainable cities, all of those things require the type of access that aviation brings. We're highly fuel efficient and hence carbon efficient, and we have a very strong commitment to further action. And so responsible use of our aviation power to bring people together, cultures, provide disaster relief, move goods around the world is very critical.
What are some of the challenges to achieving that?
We need governments to work in across borders to be able to achieve more seamless transport in aviation and elsewise. We need to go cross-modal. And the group was very successful in putting together our recommendations, having aviation with maritime, surface transport of all types. It gave us more vision for connecting our modes of transport and to bring the efficiencies you need for sustainable transport. Having interconnection among the modes is very critical.
Now, you mentioned some recommendations for governments in different parts of the world. What are the recommendations for the least developed countries that lack basic infrastructure?
There's an opportunity for the least developed countries in our recommendations to leapfrog some of the technology challenges that we've had with previous transport systems because of the lessons we've learned. And so among the recommendations essentially are that you need to invest in the transport you have today, but we have the opportunity to take sort of best-in-class sustainable transport and bring it into the least developed countries through climate finance, infrastructure finance, and the other recommendations that we've made in the report to bring funding to achieve that goal.
What about the recommendations in particular for the aviation industry in those countries?
We talk a lot about the opportunity, and an example for within those countries would be performance-based navigation systems, which are highlighted in our report, promoted by the International Civil Aviation Organization, the United Nations body, but implementing performance-based navigation, getting away from a radar-based approach, using the satellites of today and making them more accessible to least developed countries, will mean that we can have more flying, more efficient flying, better flying within their borders. And so we're promoting that as an industry, and also the types of recommendations we have in the report should be able to include some capacity building to bring things like performance-based navigation more broadly around the world.
How realistic is it, do you think, to have green airlines, let's say, in order to fight climate change?
Well, we're working really hard on that, and we have had a vision in aviation through the group that I'm on the board, the Air Transport Action Group, of bringing together technology, operations, infrastructure, sustainable alternative aviation fuels, and an appropriate role for market-based measures to achieve climate goals. And I'm pleased to announce that my organization, Airlines for America, and the Air Transport Action Group supported recent action at the International Civil Aviation Organization for a global agreement on a market-based measure to serve as a gap filler for achieving our goal of carbon neutral growth from 2020. 191 countries came together to reach that agreement, the third major climate agreement in less than a year. And so we're very pleased as aviation to be part of that and to maybe moving forward on all of those things, technology, operations, infrastructure, sustainable alternative aviation fuels, and a market-based measure, all critical to meeting our environmental goals.
What impact do you think can sustainable or green airlines bring to the lives of people, even those who barely fly or cannot afford to fly?
There's increasing demand for air transport, and that may be through certainly personal transport, passenger transport, but also the movement of cargo. And that is a very critical link for peoples around the world. If you're going to move flowers from a particular country in Africa to a market in another country, if you're going to move food products from one country to another, if you're going to move high technology products, aviation is a very good way to do that. So we have a responsibility to do that as environmentally efficiently as possible, because those goods and those services touch all of the people in the world. Whether or not they're flying as passengers, they're somehow benefiting from the global commerce that aviation brings.